Good afternoon.
It is. It's a little later than
Welcome
usual.
Welcome to Pathways Podcast, number 28? 29.
I think we're on 29.
Okay.
I think this is 29.
29.
We're going with that.
Okay.
Yes,
sounds
29.
Good. Sounds good. I kind of lost track anyway.
I know.
But welcome. Thanks for joining us. Just, you know, we're continuing to move into these places together as a church body, and all those of you that are listening continue stepping into deeper and deeper water, so to speak, in a good way spiritually. I wanted to, you know, obviously we delayed. Normally we do this at 10 o'clock. We delayed it till now. We wanted to give time for the governor's
press conference today.
And 11. So I wanted to officially just let everybody know that we will be open Sunday.
We are.
I know that we've kind of said we anticipate being opening, so I don't think it's going to come as a surprise to a lot of people. But, you know, unless there's just this spike in cases and there's a health emergency of some kind, mm-hmm. we're going to go forward. I think that, again, I don't know if it's beneficial for people to know kind of how we, how we arrive at what we do. And mm-hmm. it's fascinating to me. So I'm assuming that what the governor deals with and what leaders deal with is representative of how people feel, even within our own church body.
Right, yeah.
I think it's a good recommendation. But, you know, if there's one thing, and we've been talking about this really from day one, mm-hmm. and you mentioned it this morning, too, but there's something in all of this that I think has been lost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's been lost because the press
yes.
has lost it.
Yep.
And that is the initial goal mm-hmm. of the lockdown was to avoid a healthcare emergency.
Right. It was to lessen the curve and to help out the healthcare system.
Right. Because, see,
and that
now
definitely happened.
Now it seems like the narrative has shifted to there's like this group in the press that they think that we should remain on lockdown until everybody, there's a test for everybody every day.
Right. Or nobody gets it.
Or nobody can
yeah.
get sick anymore.
Right.
And that's not the case. And so, you know,
it was
we
never the goal.
So a couple weeks ago we were given basically the green light by the governor
mm-hmm.
Due to civil rights, civil liberties, that churches could be open, but we chose to kind of go into this relaunch strategy, which
yes.
included, so we've had a couple services where we've been mm-hmm. inviting people in that are going to serve as leaders
mm-hmm.
On Sunday when the people start coming back. Because
right.
we have an extensive safety protocol, safety plan, and I think that, you know, that has been requested mm-hmm. of, you know, community leaders and the state and even mm-hmm. federal leaders, is that as we do this, we do it sensibly and we do it cautiously. And so that's what we're doing. You know, for us as a church, this is our next step.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that as a staff, a leadership team, our executive board, I double checked their executive board. We've been in communication. We're all in agreement that this is the time. And so we will be officially open. We've already had people registering.
Yes,
because
we kind of
threw it out there that...
We're
possibly going to be open. More than likely, we're going to go to a two-service format, which is important.
It is.
If you've been watching online, so if you tune it in at 10 o'clock, you're going to get the service in progress.
Right.
An hour in progress.
Right. You'll miss a lot of it.
We're going back to our old format. We're going to have two services. At the rate that the services are filling, we might have a third.
Yes.
I don't know if we'll do that this week or not.
Sign
it might
up
be a
soon.
Little too quick. Yeah. Get signed up.
Yeah.
I think that... you know, we do have an overflow in our discipleship center,
mm-hmm.
But still, because of some of the safety protocols we put in place, our seating is very limited. It's mm-hmm. it's about a third
mm-hmm.
of what our normal seating is. So
yeah.
be aware of those things as well.
Yep. So people can go right to our website also to register. So they're right there on the when you go to newtonway.org. Right there on the main page of the website is a link to the 9 o'clock service registration, and then there's also a link to the 11 o'clock service registration. So you
yeah.
can pick which service works for you and go in and register and let us know you're coming, and then we'll get you plugged in and we'll send out an email on Saturday before Saturday at noon with your information that you need to know about that. And
yeah.
And if you are not ready to come back for one of those live services, then we'll live stream the 9 o'clock service, yeah. like you mentioned. So yeah. just so people know that also.
We had a, I don't want to be one of those guys to talk about how great something is and then you not being the one who was there, but just having our leaders back mm-hmm. and our volunteers back on Sunday was
pretty powerful.
It was pretty powerful. Yeah. And so as we start to kind of cautiously and carefully mm-hmm. relaunch the way by opening it up to the general public, it's good. I'm excited about
definitely
about where we're going and what the Lord is doing. Mm-hmm. So pretty exciting stuff. If you have any questions or anything, I would tell you that, one of the things, maybe we should just share this a little bit because...
Sure, I have no idea.
You have no idea what I'm about
to say. What you're going
to say,
but sure.
But, so at this particular point in the process, suggestions are always welcome.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's one of the things that we've tried to communicate very clearly, and sometimes when you get to talking with people and they offer their suggestions, there's kind of somewhere in the midst of that conversation you realize that we don't have the same objective,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I want to just say this because I think it's worth being said, and it's something that everybody has to think about before they come here. There is no scenario where there's not a risk.
Right.
And there is nothing that we could do to eliminate risk.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is minimize
mm-hmm.
transmission.
Right.
And that's extremely important that we understand that. Anything short of issuing hazmat suits to everybody that comes,
right.
I'm not sure.
Put you in a bubble or something.
Put you in a bubble. Yeah. So
there is risk involved in coming.
There is risk involved.
Yeah, but we've thought through a lot of that
yes.
safety piece and what measures can we put in place and what does that look like.
There will be risk for the next year and a half.
Yeah, definitely.
And yep. I do think we're entering into a season where people have to decide,
mm-hmm.
What they're going to do in light of this new normal. How mm-hmm. are they going to coexist with this thing? And, I hear conversations going on and, this is what we said a couple weeks ago. At some point, what we've been doing can't go on.
Right.
And it just, we kind of are in that place where it's like, well, we need to throw more time at it. We need to do this and do that and do all those things. It's like, no, what we need to do is we need to get on with life.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's kind of where we're at. Now, I want to say, and I want people to hear my heart very clearly, as we open up to the public, everybody does what they feel called to do. And
yes.
there's no right or wrong thing to do here.
Yep, it looks different for everybody.
It looks different for
everybody. Everybody's in a different situation and
yes.
has different personal circumstances involved in the decisions that they'll be making. And so that's okay. But
yeah.
but when people are ready to come back to church, we are ready
right.
for them. And so we've
yeah.
been very thoughtful and intentional about a lot of those procedures that we've put in place. And so we're ready. We're
Absolutely.
Ready for people.
The only thing that I would
process.
Thing that I would add to that as the pastor is that if you're allowing fear
mm-hmm.
to make your decisions for you, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
Responsibility, well thought out. What is God calling you to do? What's the right thing for you to do? Do you have a family member that has health conditions or is kind of on that list of risk factors? Are you taking care of elderly parents? Do you work in a certain position where you have to be careful? All of those things, those are reasonable things to consider. But the one thing that's going to get you off track is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stress that enough. And so
know your motivation.
Know your motivation.
Know what's underlying
yes.
the decisions that you're making and
yes.
and yeah. really just spend some time self-examining that and
Absolutely.
Bring that before the Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's not, so let's be reasonable about this. The people that are coming to church are not people that don't care about your safety.
Right.
There's plenty of other places in the community where we could be exposed and things like that. At some point, life has to go on. There, like we've said in the past several weeks, there's just a lot of things to consider. I talk to people behind the scenes. We were dealing with some things behind the scenes. If when you put it all in a pile and you give it to the Lord, you just feel like now is the time.
Right.
And so that's what we're going to do. And yep. We're excited about it. Yep. We're totally at peace with it. I can't wait.
Yep.
So I'm really looking forward to it.
You got to be ready for two services this week.
Yeah, I got to get back to two service shape.
Service mode.
Two service shape. Yep, I haven't done two services for a while. So I used to be in four service
shape.
That's
right. It used to be four.
So that was, but that was several years ago. That was before I was 50.
That's true, but.
But anyway,
God will give you what you need to get through, right?
Give you what you need to do. So along that line, let's talk a little bit about last Sunday. We're continuing the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Valley of Dry Bones,
yes.
Ezekiel 37.
Yep. And, love that passage.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It was good. And, extremely, extremely fitting, mm-hmm. I think, to kind of a moment in time of where we're at.
Yep.
And just how there's so much of this promise in Ezekiel about how God's going to bring you out of exile.
Right.
And bring you together, and I'm going to turn you into an army.
This
vast army that rises mm-hmm. up. And just this beautiful word picture for, I think, where we're at in all this. People mm-hmm. coming out of exile. And so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
But any
yeah,
thoughts?
So, well, that was one of the big takeaways that I had, too, was just that word picture of that vast army coming together and rising up. And what that looks like for the church, for coming out of this season, you might say,
yeah.
where, it's just been really different and people have not had the contact with other people that we normally would. And so coming out of that and coming back to church and kind of that regaining that perspective.
Yeah.
So, and hopefully, focusing on what's important and coming back to church and moving forward with what God's calling us to do. And so that vast army that's rising up, I thought that was just a really good image.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Good picture of all
definitely.
Of that. So
I was really struck by just the life,
mm-hmm.
in the word life and how, and one of the things that I just felt like the Lord laid on my heart is there's a lot of people that are living right now, but they're not alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of go, and that's always kind of the case. But when you talk about this dryness, this spiritual dryness, and mm-hmm. All of those things, that has its toll.
Mm-hmm. Especially over time.
Right, over time. You can be a believer and be spiritually dry.
Absolutely.
And so, this is about getting filled with the Spirit and getting where the Holy Spirit wants you to go. And,
mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where this whole series on the Holy Spirit has kind of hovered and focused around, because I feel like it's going to take the power of the Holy Spirit to get us out of this.
Absolutely.
And
yep.
Otherwise, why bother?
Yep.
Why not? There's a lot of people that are in certain situations where this could go on indefinitely for
yep.
them personally.
Yeah.
And maybe to some degree it has to, but mm-hmm. What is your motivation? What's compelling you
mm-hmm.
To take risk
mm-hmm.
and put yourself in places that maybe in the flesh you don't want to go?
Right.
It's got to be the Holy Spirit. So
yep. It's that surviving versus living. Are
right.
you simply surviving? Have you been surviving during this time or
yeah.
living? And
right.
yeah, it's the Spirit that brings life.
Yeah.
So staying connected with the Holy Spirit and knowing that it's His presence that we need in the midst of all of that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And that's anything else that you kind of.
That's good. I know I've got all my notes here.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. So one of the things that you said too was if you don't have the Spirit, even though you're breathing, you're dead. And so just that idea of the Spirit brings life. And I thought that was just a good point of, the reality of where we're at
yeah.
and whether we see it that way or not. And then that word-driven and Spirit-led piece. And just, we talk about that a lot around here at The Way. But just that coming back to that word-driven and Spirit-led and how we need both. And
So here's kind of a, this will be a controversial statement.
Yep.
Sorry. But biblically, which is worse? Which is worse, to be healthy in the midst of a pandemic, not knowing Jesus, mm-hmm. or to be dying from a virus knowing Jesus?
Yeah.
Which is worse?
Yep.
And you know that comes a controversy, and so somewhere that's what one of the things about a church. Somewhere the church has to enter into the middle of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's always been kind of fascinating about me. And again, I'm not trying to stir up any kind of unhappiness or create anything like this. I'm just trying to be honest and trying to be truthful and loving. But you know, when you work for a church, you deal with death all the time.
You do.
And it's all mm-hmm. bad.
Yep.
But at the same time, you've got this hope in Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all lost.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have this weird, you know, when you go into ministry, you have this very weird relationship with death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fact of the matter is that death puts people in places where they think about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that they normally wouldn't go if it weren't for that.
Right. They're more open to hearing.
They're more open to witnessing. They're more open to looking for hope. And they're more kind of open to a lot of aspects of the gospel. And so, you know, while death is described as an enemy to God, it's still used, mm-hmm. You know, in the midst of our lives to kind of bring us to that place of, you know, why am I here? What's the point of life? You know, and it serves all that. And really, none of that has changed.
Right.
Matter of fact, I know that people are getting sick, and that there's probably people that are going to watch this that have lost loved ones. You know, we haven't been able to do funerals, but we haven't been doing funerals like, mm-hmm. you know. So in a typical season, you know, we might have, I don't know, we've had up to two a week.
We have
funerals, and so, you know. Death is still around.
Mm-hmm. It's a reality.
It's still a reality. And so, you know, what we need to do is find life even in the midst of death.
Right.
And obviously, we believe that that's through faith in Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
So
absolutely.
It's important that we understand that.
Yeah.
But
that's
anything,
good.
Yeah, anything else you got
that's
there?
That's good. I think that kind of covers it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
It's good.
Well, yeah. So, you know, again, powerful Sunday, and I anticipate nothing less coming up this Sunday.
Yep. Any preview for where we're going this Sunday?
We're gonna focus on the gifts of the Spirit
mm-hmm.
a little more, kind of, you know, and this is where, so, you know, when people say, well, you don't need to go to church to be saved, and that all of that is true, but Scripture talks about the body of Christ
mm-hmm.
and how we're all body parts and how we serve each other and we do all those things. And one of the areas in which you do that is in the assembly.
Right.
Right? In the life of a church. And so we can still be body parts. We're still united by the Spirit, even in present circumstances. But there's just this element of gathering together and serving together mm-hmm. that is very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually one of the things from Sunday that struck me is that, you know, when God took Ezekiel to the Valley of Dry Bones, he said, Ezekiel, speak to these mm-hmm. dry bones. He didn't. So there's always that element of how God works through the obedience of people.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need to, but he mm-hmm. chooses to.
Right.
And so, you know.
They still have to respond to that.
Yeah, he told, mm-hmm. he said to Ezekiel, he said, prophesy to these bones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speak the word of the Lord to these bones. And it just. It's just that interesting example. So that's where we're going to be going. Gifts.
That's good.
Gifts of the Spirit, being the body of Christ. So
that's good.
That's where we'll be Sunday. Now we talked about possibly going back to Ask the Pastor.
Oh yeah. So
you're
so,
looking at me like, you're know, like where are you going with this?
Yes. Yep.
Marcy's
okay.
been
Hard
around me enough to know
you.
That you just don't know.
We'll just see where that goes. Yes. All right. So I've got one Ask the Pastor question for you today.
Okay.
And I think this is good because it's been surfacing in some different areas. And
yes.
So the question is the idea that conspiracy theories and corruption have been topics that people have been wondering about during this time. As believers, How should we respond to this? And how do we not contribute to unnecessary fear and division and remain steady and on course? So that was a
I think that you know, with anything, when it comes to stuff, you know, everybody has their own points of view. But I think that the easiest way to judge whether or not you're doing the right thing is its effect.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we talk about the fruit of the Spirit. We talk about, you know, Jesus says you can judge a tree of righteousness by the fruit that it bears. Mm-hmm. What fruit is this bearing?
Mm-hmm.
Is it causing division? Is it causing quarreling? Is it causing all those things? And, you know, I would urge people to be very cautious with such things. One of the things, I mean, I'll just share this. You know, when people have all these conspiracies about the government.
Right.
I've worked for the government.
Yep.
And I was in the military, and I'm telling you, it is the most inefficient, you know, it's a bureaucracy with every, it just is not this organization that is, like, even capable of doing all these complex things. And so I tend to err on the fact that I'm just very skeptical about anything that gives the government all this amazing power, because
yeah.
I've seen it up close and I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
All I see is people not being able to get anything done and nobody ever agreeing and, you know,
cotton red tape somewhere.
Yeah. They always, one of the rules they, you know, so they talk about, you know, in government, things to remember when you go into combat.
Mm-hmm.
Number one rule to remember when you go into combat is everything that you have was made by the cheapest bidder.
Okay.
So, and they do that. In the government's like, they have to take bids. By law, they have to take bids. And
yep.
And they award it to, you know, they have all these factors by which they award contracts and things like that. But one of which is the cheapest.
Yeah.
Which a lot of people are like, well, I thought everything's expensive in the government. It's like, well, no, a lot of the stuff you get is, I mean, it has to pass certain specs. Don't
mm-hmm.
get me wrong,
right.
but it's a lot of stuff that's pretty cheap. And so I would just be real careful with a lot of that stuff. I also think there's something about conspiracies that can diminish the sovereignty of God.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to be real careful with that too. You know, when a lot of conspiracies hover around this corrupted group that has power, that's doing things, all this stuff. I think that's entirely possible. You know, I think that human beings in general are corrupted. And I think that there's tremendous spiritual influence. But I think that you need to be focusing on the spiritual warfare and not necessarily the personal attacks.
Mm-hmm.
I choose not, you know, our battle is not against flesh and blood.
Right.
But spirits and principalities of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I just urge people, and whatever you do, don't make the conspiracies or even the spiritual, don't make it bigger than Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Don't
get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that your best way through any storm is hanging on to Jesus.
Yes.
And so, you know, I believe that 100%. And, you know, it kind of comes to eschatology. We've talked about this.
We have. That was some of our previous Ask the Pastor questions.
My whole thing on eschatology is that, you know, I don't know how much is literal. I don't know how much is symbolic. The one thing I do know is that if I'm with Jesus, I'll figure it out.
Yep. Jesus is coming and we should be ready.
That's
right.
And he'll get me through it.
Yeah.
He's not going to walk up to me and say, oh.
Yeah.
Well, I planned to take you to heaven, but that was before I knew you were post-millennial.
Yes, now we need to talk about that.
So I would urge people just to relax, fix your eyes on Jesus,
mm-hmm.
pay attention to those things. I think that the battle is spiritual. I think that all of this is spiritual. I think
mm-hmm.
that there is a spiritual warfare component mm-hmm. to all of this. I think fear is from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that conspiracies, to some degree, stir up fear.
And confusion.
Mm-hmm. And I think that right now, Satan is having a heyday.
Mm-hmm.
And he's having a heyday with God's people, and God's people got to get back to Jesus. and they got to be relying on the Holy Spirit and, mm-hmm. and sticking to the Word
right.
of God.
Yep.
And clinging to the Word of God. And you know, if you are you know, you're keeping your eyes on Jesus, you're empowered by the Holy Spirit, and you are rooted in the Word, I can assure you mm-hmm. that you will not be misled.
Right.
I guarantee it.
Yep.
I promise you. It is impossible to be deceived, misled, or somehow, some way, miss out on anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, urge people to do that. I think, so, should I share what I shared with you this morning?
Well, now you kind of have to.
A little bit. So one of the things,
I don't think you could say that and then not go there, right?
One of the things I want to share with you, and this kind of goes to the spiritual component, if you understand the etymology of words mm-hmm. and how all these things are related, you know, panic, mm-hmm. pandemonium, pandemic, mm-hmm. the root of the word is pan. Mm-hmm. And if you know your pagan history, you know that one of the pagan gods, low G, little mm-hmm. G, was Pan, and Pan is a demon. Mm-hmm. But ancient ungodly people worshipped Pan, and Pan, you know, if you know who Pan is, Pan was the demon that was represented by the hooved feet and the horns. So mm-hmm. a lot of people say, you know, that's Satan. In Greek, he was a Greek figure, ancient Greece, and but anyway, he was widely worshipped. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's kind of interesting, if you research Pan, for starters, he was, and every time I say God, logi, demonic is what I'm saying, but just to try to. So he was regarded, for those who worshipped him, as the god of nature, mm-hmm. and he had and a god of fertility. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that Pan would do, in the way that you got the word panic from Pan, was Pan would actually terrify people, mm-hmm. he would react in such a way. And one of the things that that talks about is that he would frighten people in isolation. Mm-hmm. And that he would come and terrorize people that are isolated or alone. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so as we kind of look at all of this, and I'm going to make the connection to Jesus here in just a second, as we look at all this, so here you have a demon that people used to worship, and, you know, all of our words of terror and confusion and words that we're using right now are rooted from the name of this demon,
right?
Okay, and so here's kind of the situation. Now, if you understand Scripture, you understand that when Jesus was in Caesarea Philippi, he was talking to Peter, and when he uttered the lines, you know, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Mm-hmm. He was standing in front of a gate of a wall, a stone wall, that was regarded as the gate to the underworld, mm-hmm. and it was, and everybody in that area worshipped Pan, mm-hmm. right? And so, even today, there were like little cutouts in this gate, in this wall, little cutouts, and they would have had figures of Pan in here. So Jesus was standing mm-hmm. in front of this wall, in front of this gate, and he turns to Peter and he says, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And he's talking about this underworld gate mm-hmm. that will not stand up against my church.
Right.
So, you know, as people are kind of thinking and they're praying and they're going through all this stuff, this is why it's so important to analyze, you know, is fear
right?
What's driving me?
What is the motivation?
Yeah. Or, mm-hmm. you know, we're giving tons of grace right now. I'm not going to tell you what God's calling mm-hmm. you to do, but I will tell you, there's no way fear is going, I mean, you talk about drawing out spiritually, mm-hmm. fear can lead to that. So do not let panic, pandemonium, mm-hmm. pandemic, do not let those things
right.
override your thinking. You need to get Jesus mm-hmm. back in your life. You need to get the Holy Spirit back and the Word of God and all of these things. Don't get lost. Understand what the enemy wants to do. If you know what the enemy wants to do, then you can stand up to his strategies and his tactics, and you know how to come against it. So I would urge you to do that. But just powerful stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yep.
But
yeah, which goes back to the verse that you alluded to earlier, just of the our battle is not against flesh and blood.
Yeah, I want to read another verse to you in Hebrews. This one was laid on my heart, and it's just been resonating with my heart. And I want everybody listening to hear this. This is Hebrews 2, verses 14 and 15. So this is what the author of Hebrews says. He says, because God's children are human beings, because they're natural, mm-hmm. right, made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Mm-hmm. Now, this is where it gets real interesting, verse 15. Only in this way could he set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So, make no mistake about it. The number one influence the enemy has on the people of God is to get mm-hmm. them to be afraid of dying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know, we're told time and time again by Jesus, do not fear. I have overcome the world. He who lives in me will never die. Mm-hmm. We're told all the, I mean, just boom, 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 boom. And that's why, you know, you can't live in fear of dying.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it. And it's going to prohibit you from being all that you can be in Christ. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to go out and test God and it's like, okay, well, in that case, I'm going to jump off a ledge and he'll
right.
say, no, that's not what that means. It means that you need to ask God what he wants you to do, but don't do anything out of fear.
Right.
And just be, there's freedom in that. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I think that's
a good, sound okay?
good explanation
Hebrews,
of some of the...
Hebrews 2, verse 14 and 15.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The spiritual warfare.
So
peace that's involved in all of this.
Yeah. And I would just tell you too that I find myself engaged in conversations where I can literally feel, and maybe it's not fear, maybe it is, I don't know, but anxiety, stress,
mm-hmm.
Even in some cases anger,
mm-hmm.
you know, all these unrighteous things just welling up.
Yes.
Welling up, mm-hmm. welling up. And you just got to be very careful, very cautious. And you know, some of those things serve a good purpose to reveal that they're there.
Yep.
Because you don't really know they're there till
they surface.
Yeah, till somebody pokes at it, and then
yep.
You have to reevaluate that. But no, I mean, just need to get back to the Lord and mm-hmm. just depend on Him and do the things that He calls us to do. I'm excited about the people that want to come back and worship, and you know. Mm-hmm. I said this in the podcast. I was standing up in the second floor on Sunday watching people walk in the building. I was in tears.
Mm-hmm.
It's just yep. oh, these people coming in. And then to walk on the stage and look out.
And there's
see
people.
Them.
Yep.
But just it wasn't just so much that there was people. It was the looks on their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when we were doing that last worship set, and I went up there, there wasn't a dry eye in mm-hmm. the house. I mean, there were people that were weeping and mm-hmm. Just powerful stuff.
It is.
It's good stuff. And so,
yep.
you know, I'm excited about this Sunday and everything that goes with it. So, anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
I think you did.
No, that's good.
So,
yeah. I think that tells us how to remain steady and stay on course. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.
Definitely. Good things are coming. I'm
good
telling you right now, there's amazing thing coming. I mean,
God is working in the midst of all of this.
God is opening so many doors. Mm-hmm. It's exciting. Now is not the time that you want to get taken out of the game.
Right. Yeah.
You want to be ready. You want your heart to be ready, your mind to be ready, you know, for whatever battle lies ahead,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be good.
It is.
So.
Yep. It's good.
All right. Well, cool. Well, that was a fairly quick podcast.
There you go. Well, how about I go over things coming up this week?
Good.
So today is Wednesday. So our Rise High School youth do their Zoom meeting. Men's Ministry tomorrow night does Zoom meeting at 6:30. And then this Saturday is the last day for the Children and Family Ministry bags. And so their ministry year runs just, you know, from September through May. And so this is their last week. So be sure to stop by and check out some of the stuff that they've been putting together. And their videos are always on the Rush Web's Facebook page. And so you can check that out there. So, and then Sunday services, 9 and 11, go online to register. And you could, like I said earlier, you can register for the 9 o'clock or the 11 o'clock service. And if you need a mask, please let us know. We have some people who've been making masks for people who don't have them. And so we have some extra in the office and can get one of those to you if you need one. And then also, if you're not able to attend, we're still going to continue to live stream at the 9 o'clock service. So adjust your Sunday morning time a little bit. Where it's been 10 o'clock, it will now be 9 o'clock. Also, we want to let people know that we are putting something special together for seniors who are graduating. And so if you have a senior who is graduating from high school or from college, please let us know. If your senior attends the Rise High School Youth Group here at the Way, we already have their name and information. But if, you know, if for some reason they don't, or they're graduating from college, we still want to acknowledge them. And so please contact the office and let us know.
Yeah. One thing I would say that I thought of while you're going over all that is that if you're registering to come to a service and you have family members,
yes,
that are like parents or something, yeah, and you're not afraid to be sitting,
right,
with them,
that you have been,
you might,
with
you
anyway,
want to all register together.
Yes.
Or,
yep,
at least let the church know that you don't mind sitting next to each other.
Just register together.
Register together would be the easy thing to do. But so, like, for example, like if you have like a couple that registers, mm-hmm, and then their parents go to the church and they register, that's going to take up 8 seats.
Right.
Because actually it's going to take up 4 on each side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
That's a whole row.
That's a whole row.
Yeah.
So
if they would sit together.
Right.
Because they've already been together.
They've already been
this
together.
Time, then that would be 4 seats, and then we could put another family in there with the,
absolutely,
social distancing guidelines between.
Yeah.
So
we
that
have,
will help us out a little bit as well.
It would.
If
there's somebody that you've been had close proximity with, and that's okay because they're family members, and or, you know, even if they're like really good friends, I guess. I mean,
yeah.
If you're hanging out during the week. Yeah, I mean, if you're not maintaining. But if you have people you don't mind sitting right next to.
Yep.
Somebody be the lone representative and sign and register all of you up.
Yep, yeah. And I would just say, too, that then when you get your email on Saturday, that if you could just pass that information along. So we won't know who that is that's sitting with you,
right.
So you'll have to take that information and pass that on to them. But
yeah. What we don't want is we don't want you to sit down and have somebody sit too close to you.
Mm-hmm. We
got 4 seats between on either side of you and, you know, rows behind you that, mm-hmm, that are open. So
yep.
You won't have to worry about accidentally sitting too close to somebody.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yep. That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. Well, that's a quick
podcast.
That's a quick podcast.
It
must
is.
Be because it's afternoon, you know.
I know. It does feel different in the afternoon.
It does feel different in the
afternoon.
But yeah, like I said, we're real excited. And one last thing that I would say is that, you know, just be praying.
Mm-hmm.
Be praying for you know, just be praying for our mission, our vision. Be praying for, you know, protection,
mm-hmm,
for the people that are going to be coming here. Urge people to you know, be praying for what is God calling you to do,
mm-hmm,
and let's relaunch.
Absolutely,
let's get there. So excited about that as well. So many people, I just can't wait to see your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to see it, like, in a non-video format.
Right.
So.
Actually in person.
Actually in person.
Yep.
So, yeah. I hope everybody has a good rest of their week. It is encouraging. Looks like, obviously, our local area, Jasper County, things are,
mm-hmm,
are looking good from,
yes,
a number standpoint. You know, things like that. So, that's good. Looks like businesses are going to start to,
mm-hmm,
be opening slowly and cautiously. So it's good. We're going in the right direction.
Yep.
So we're going to go ahead and sign off, and we'll see you on Sunday, whether it's online or in person.
That's right.
God bless you. Have a good rest of your week.
Have a great
Thanks
week.
Thanks for tuning in.